Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Summer is the perfect time to see movies outdoors. There are open-air screenings in Toronto City Parks, free Canadian films at the Yonge and Dundas Square, and an open roof festival, complete with music at 99 Sudbury, that's showing the amazing documentary Brimstone and Glory next Tuesday. But sometimes it's nice just to sit in an air-conditioned theater inside. This week, I'm looking at three movies opening today to watch indoors. There's a wartime thriller about an army's retreat, an historical drama about a royal defeat, and an art house ghost story about a white sheet. The Black Prince, written and directed by Kavi Raz, a U.S. TV star. It's the Victorian era. Maharaja Duleep Singh, played by Satinder Sartaj, is a proper English gentleman. He lives a life of luxury in a country palace furnished with a retinue of servants, fine clothing, and sumptuous meals. He spends his free time hunting on his vast estate, but something is missing. You see, he is the heir to the throne of the Punjab Empire that once stretched across northern India. But palace intrigue and assassinations left the Sikh kingdom in disarray, and the British swooped in and took control. The young prince was shipped off to England, where he now lives under the benevolent but watchful eyes of Queen Victoria, played by Amanda Root, and the prince's surrogate father, Dr. Logan, played by Jason Fleming. He's a Sikh, but wears no turban and carries no kirpan. But back in Lahore, the crowds are clamoring for his return. And when he's reunited with his mother, played by Shabana Azmi, he realizes he's more than just Victoria's black prince. He returns to his faith and starts a lifetime of plots and alliances to restore his kingdom with armed insurrections. But can a single man and his followers defeat the British Raj? Okay, The Black Prince is a film filled with beautiful scenery and costumes and a potentially interesting story. Unfortunately, the movie moves at a glacial pace. All the exciting parts of the movie, the battles and the assassinations, are relegated to quick flashbacks, leaving us just with endless scenes of talk. Talk, talk. While Shabana Azmi adds fun to the scene she appears in, the star, singer Satinder Sartaj, is like a Punjabi Keanu Reeves. He's wooden and emotionless. Dunkirk, written and directed by Christopher Nolan. It's 1944 on the northern tip of France, near Belgium, and the German army has taken much of Europe, save for this one beach called Dunkirk. Hundreds of thousands of British troops, along with French and Belgian allies, are completely surrounded. German bombers fill the skies, and U-boat submarines patrol underwater, shooting torpedoes and dropping bombs on the British ships. It's time for a massive retreat back to England, but how? So the film follows three storylines. Tommy, played by Finn Whitehead, is a young soldier on the run after his unit's wiped out. Together with a mute fighter he meets on the beach, the two of them attempt to board departing warships, but with limited success. The boats keep sinking. Meanwhile, back in England, the government has commandeered all private boats, including sailboats and river mud skippers, to help rescue all the soldiers. Mr. Dawson, played by Mark Rylance, along with two teenage boys, George and Peter, attempt to cross the channel in a yacht. But they meet trouble when they rescue a shell-shocked soldier, played by Cillian Murphy. And above it all, an RAF pilot, played by Tom Hardy, flies his Spitfire to keep the skies clear of German bombers while the boats all cross. But will he make it? Dunkirk is an unusual war movie that celebrates not a triumphant battle, but a potentially disastrous retreat. The enemy is invisible, faceless, and nameless, and we never see a British soldier raise a gun against the Germans. No fighting, just survival in this movie. And though there's lots of people dying, there's little blood or gore in this strangely clean war. Dunkirk is a non-stop action movie that rarely takes a breather. It's tense, thrilling, and kept my eyes riveted to the screen from beginning to end. This is an exciting movie. A Ghost Story, written and directed by David Lowery. A nameless married couple, played by Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara, live with a dog and a stand-up piano in an ordinary bungalow somewhere in the American Southwest. She wants to move to a better place, but he feels strangely attached to the house. Perhaps it's the creaks and bumps they hear late at night. Is it haunted? Then disaster strikes. He is killed in a car crash, and she has to identify his body in the hospital morgue. But after she leaves, the sheet-covered corpse stands up and walks slowly back to the house. Is he a zombie? Nope. He's just a ghost moving back into his home where no one can see him. Okay, when I first heard about this movie, Casey Affleck playing a ghost with a sheet over his head, I thought, give me a break. This sounds like a self-conscious bad joke. So I was completely surprised by how emotionally wrenching, how shocking, how wonderful this movie actually is. The silent ghost just stands in the background as time passes, observing all as his sheet is tumbling majestically around his feet. The movie shows the passage of time in a series of linked tableaus, fading one to the next, from his wife's mourning to new residents to a tear-it-down party. It's all like an endless dream. So, do you remember the movie The Tree of Life, that extremely long film about creation and meaning of life, stuff like that? Well, Ghost Story managed to do all that more simply in just 90 minutes. This is a beautiful and haunting look at love, death, memory, and the passage of time as seen by a ghost. I like this one a lot. The Black Prince, Dunkirk, and A Ghost Story all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.